It is going to be a glorious 4-day long weekend. Goodness, definitely looking forward to it. So it's the perfect time to enjoy a movie or two. So as always, we are joined by Michael for a movie review. Good morning.
Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Good, good.
Well, I'm feeling pretty good, thanks. In fact, I haven't felt this exhilarated since I talked about Extraction.
Okay.
Maybe about this time last year. Are you into action films, Marlene?
Yeah, I can definitely do them.
Good, then maybe you'll like Nobody, which is the film I'm about to talk about now.
Who the fuck are you?
Me? I'm nobody.
This one stars Bob Odenkirk, who was in TV shows like Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, Alexei Serebryakov, who was in Russian film called Leviathan that you may have seen, or a TV series called McMafia. Connie Nielsen's in this one. She's Wonder Woman's mum. You might recognise her. Christopher Lloyd was in Back to the Future and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. RZA, he was in the Wu-Tang Clan, but he's also an actor who's appeared in quite a few action films over the last few years. Now, this film is written by Derek Kolstad. That name might not be familiar to you, but John Wick might be a name that's familiar to you. He's written all three of the John Wick films, and apparently there are two more coming out over the next 3 or 4 years, so be on the lookout for them. This film is directed by a guy called Ilya Naishuller. It's his first feature film since Hardcore Henry in 2015. Now, Hutch Mansell, played by Odenkirk, is a very ordinary man with a very ordinary job as an auditor at a small manufacturing plant in some nondescript North American city. He lives in suburbia with his wife Becca, played by Nielsen, who's much more successful than him, and their teenage son and their cute 6-year-old daughter. Becca and Hutch's relationship has become stale, and Hutch hates his monotonous job, his boss, and his colleagues. Then one night, Hutch disturbs a couple of home invaders who assault his son. In his quest for revenge, Hutch somehow ends up on a bus when a gang of street hoods start harassing the passengers, stirring something long dormant in Hutch. Turns out Hutch is pretty handy with his fists, feet, knives, pistols, and anything he can get his hands on, really. But one of his victims turns out to be the brother of local Russian mafia boss Yulian Kuznetsov, played by Serebryakov. Now, you don't want to mess with the Russian mafia. And I'll leave the rest of the film up to your imagination, because I've probably already revealed too many spoilers. Look, Nobody is a throwback to a simpler time when stars like Schwarzenegger, Stallone and Norris racked up body counts and action and brutal violence replaced anything resembling a storyline or character development. The twist in this one is that Odenkirk's Hutch Mansell is very much the antithesis of the Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Norris alpha male. He is or appears to be totally beta, or possibly gamma or delta, until it becomes obvious that he isn't. But he isn't quite invincible either.
You look like shit, Dad.
You should see the other guys.
Hutch Mansell becomes the middle-aged suburban dad fantasy as he flicks the switch from daggy dad to hardcore killer, with Odenkirk capturing the dichotomy quite brilliantly. Could anyone really imagine Bob Odenkirk as an action hero before seeing this film? I described this film earlier as a throwback to a simpler time. Female characters are pretty much props. The story revolves around a good guy taking on an evil supervillain and his seemingly infinite posse of evil acolytes in black. But this tight 92-minute action film definitely has 21st century sensibilities. Lots of fast-cut action sequences, brutal violence, and a nod and a wink to the audience who are familiar with the ridiculousness that they are witnessing. Even 80s/90s action bad guy Michael Ironside makes an appearance in this movie, playing the sort of character you wouldn't actually expect him to. It's a bit of a shame about the poor character development in this film, because I would have liked to have got a bit more of the backstory of Hutch's dad, played by Christopher Lloyd. There's definitely some dad issues going on there between father and son, and his mysterious brother slash colleague Harry, played by RZA, who he seems to communicate with only via an old stereo system in the early parts of the film, and who both show up guns blazing in the final act with little explanation. Maybe we'll find out more about these two in the inevitable sequel. Nobody definitely isn't a thinking man's action film, and make no mistake, it is targeted at a male demographic, but it's definitely many levels up from the stupidity of Godzilla vs. Kong. If you're off to the multiplex with kids this school holidays, maybe drop them in there and catch Nobody instead. If you're a Gen X action fan, you won't be disappointed. I even saw this film described online as a white suburban dad's Black Panther. That last description might be a bit of an exaggeration, but Nobody is the most exhilarating dad joke of the year so far. The perfect opportunity, perhaps, for some father-son bonding time.
Love
or even
it.
Father-daughter, if you're into that sort of thing.
I love a good action comedy.
That's good. Well, I think you'll like this one.
Well, I definitely want to see the dad rescuing the Hello Kitty bracelet, which is what I saw during the trailer.
Well, you just might see that.
Thank you, Michael.
Pleasure.
Give me the goddamn Kitty Cat bracelet!